Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. On today's episode, David Klinghoffer, editor of Evolution News and Views, comments on the 90th anniversary of the Scopes monkey trial and the continuing scientific debate over Darwin's theory of evolution.
Discovery Institute took a leaf from Hollywood this time. No box office blockbuster is complete without a sequel. Stephen Meyer's milestone case for intelligent design, the 2013 New York Times bestseller Darwin's Doubt, kicked up a storm of controversy, and we realized at a certain point that we couldn't let the matter rest there. Meyer's book must have a sequel, and coming this month, that's exactly what we'll be launching. On July 21, 2015, Discovery Institute Press will publish Debating Darwin's Doubt, the scientific controversy that can no longer be denied. I had the honor of editing the book, and I can say it is important and exciting for three reasons. First, it truly is a sequel. Gathering material from Evolution News and Views, the daily online voice of the intelligent design movement, Debating Darwin's Doubt documents the intense controversy sparked by Meyer's book. Top ID scholars respond to Meyer's most challenging critics, from sources ranging from The New Yorker and National Review up to America's most prestigious Journal of Scientific Research, Science. Among the book's 44 chapters are 10 by Stephen Meyer, including responses that have not been published anywhere else before. Other authors, led by William Dembski, Douglas Axe, Ann Gager, David Berlinski, and Casey Luskin, take on the critics. Their writing is really an expansion of the case Meyer argues for in Darwin's Doubt, ranging across subjects like orphan genes, cladistics, the famous small shelly fossils, protein evolution, the length of the Cambrian explosion, the God of the Gap subjection to ID, and more. In the original book, Dr. Meyer demonstrates that an explosion of biological information some 530 million years ago, the Cambrian explosion, a mystery that shook Darwin himself, can best be explained as an act of creative intelligence. If you didn't have your fill of Stephen Meyer, and we know that many of his fans did not, then this is the place to go for more. Second, the new book is important because it puts to rest a favorite Darwinian myth, an icon of the evolution debate, namely, that there is no debate about evolution or intelligent design. One thing I thought was an amusing touch that we included is that each section of chapters opens with effectively the same claim by one or another of the most vocal Darwin defenders. Quote, there is no weakness in the theory of evolution, according to Eugenie Scott of the National Center for Science Education. Quote, there is no credible scientific challenge to the theory of evolution, says the New York Times. Quote, there is no debate about evolution, as physicist and theistic evolutionist Carl Giverson puts it. The truth is that Stephen Meyer provoked a fascinating, furious discussion among scientists, and it's all documented in these 380 pages. Well, not all of the controversy is here. In fact, one of the challenges in editing this book is that I had to leave a great deal of interesting and valuable stuff out. If I had included much more, and I wished that I could, Debating Darwin's Doubt would be as big a book as Meyer's original, with a price tag to match. So a key part of my job as editor consisted of not editing things, of cutting them out. As you may know, the primary response from Darwin defenders to scientific challenges consists of name-calling. That's sad and embarrassing, I would think, if you take the side of evolutionary orthodoxy, but it's a fact. They call us creationists, the absurd, utterly bogus accusation that ID is some sort of an attempt to prop up biblical literalism. As anyone who's read Meyer, Dembski, Behe, or other leading ID scholars can attest, ID is an argument from science, not scripture. But the hip new buzzword today is denial. Darwin skeptics, intelligent design advocates, proponents of academic freedom in schools and universities, all these are lumped together as science deniers. Of course, science denial is meant to rhyme with a better known formulation, Holocaust denial. It's not only a false, but a vile accusation. Again, anyone who reads Darwin's Doubt or Debating Darwin's Doubt cannot help but be hugely impressed by the fact that this is a debate about science, one that is conducted at the highest levels. The real deniers are Darwinists who insist there is no scientific controversy, no debate about life's origins. Since Turnabout is fair play, perhaps it's just to call these folks debate deniers. Third, I think the book is important because it shows how the case for intelligent design and for skepticism on Darwinian evolution continues to grow and mature year by year. We are making progress in changing minds, yes, but also in deepening the argument for ID. Responding to challenges does that. You learn more, understand more from debating smart opponents than from just about any other intellectual activity I can think of. Debating Darwin's Doubt is not just a response to critics. It's more than a sequel, too, in the sense that most Hollywood sequels are just more of the same. It is an enlargement of the argument in Meyer's book. That is why, in an admittedly cheeky gesture, we planned the publication launch for July 21. As history buffs will be aware, that is the 90th anniversary of the Scopes trial, the day the famous 1925 monkey trial reached its conclusion. This is our little joke directed at Darwin's present-day defenders. That's because if you follow the evolution debate, you'll also know that Darwin advocates have a tendency to live in the past. They still defend a creaky expression of 19th-century scientific materialism. For them, critics of Darwinian evolution are always the cartoon Bible-thumping fundamentalists that took the stage in journalist H.L. Mencken's acid reports dispatched from the Scopes trial. We are always the same cartoon translated to the silver screen in Stanley Kramer's 1960 film Inherit the Wind. You know, the fictionalized propagandizing account that Judge John E. Jones watched for, quote, historical context before issuing his ruling in the 2005 Kitzmiller versus Dover case. Ah, yes, the Kitzmiller decision. That's another historical and irrelevant artifact that the Darwin Defense Force lovingly fondles, coming back to again and again as a substitute for engaging scholars like Stephen Meyer in substantive debate. They clutch Scopes and Kitzmiller to their collective bosom because they have no real answer to the main arguments in Meyer's book. Meanwhile, the case for design in biology and cosmology goes forward, gathering power as it does. As the saying goes, the dogs may bark, but the caravan moves on. They don't realize it yet, but we are leaving them behind.
Modern evolutionists often claim there is no debate over Darwin's theory of origins. A brand new book proves them wrong. On July 21st, Discovery Institute Press will publish Debating Darwin's Doubt, the scientific controversy that can no longer be denied. Debating Darwin's Doubt documents the intense controversy sparked by Stephen Meyer's groundbreaking bestseller, Darwin's Doubt, The Explosive Origin of Animal Life and the Case for Intelligent Design. Now, top ID scholars respond to Meyer's most challenging critics, from sources ranging from The New Yorker and National Review up to America's most prestigious journal of scientific research, Science. Among the book's 44 chapters are 10 by Stephen Meyer, including responses that have not been published anywhere else before now. Other authors include William Dembski, Douglas Axe, Ann Gager, David Berlinski, and Casey Luskin. Debating Darwin's Doubt is available online at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. For more information, visit discovery.org.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.